Okay, today's Daf is Daf Gimel, and last year we were discussing the Marot Negaim. So if you remember, we have the Beheret Nesaet, I've got on the chart here, the two Avot, and each of them have their own Toladah. We have the Beheret, had the Kesira Heichal. Now Beheret was as a Kesheleg, like a Snow White, and that was, as we said, its Toladah is in position three, because Beheret is stronger than Seet, like I show on the picture. Its Toladah was Kesira Heichal, and Seet's Toladah is Kron Beitzah. So the two Avot are one and two, the two toladot and three and four, but that toladah, if like the av toladah relationships are one and three and two and four, like we explained last time. And we said last time that the mashal of how a one's toladah doesn't combine with the other av, we said that the mashal last time we said was the kishnei af, shnei malachim sha'apichim, like two kings and two of their governors. And we said in this structure, that the one king is greater than the other, and one's governor is greater than the other. So that's a mashal of Beheret, basically the structure we have here. And we said it's the kavod, if you like, of a king to walk with his king or his own governor, but not a king with another person's governor. That's why that's the mashal. And Shmuel says a similar mashal is Amar Shnei Malachim v'Shnei Shragrirehem. Now Shragrir nowadays is like an ambassador, right? But the point is here is lower than a Afirchi, which we said was a governor. And the idea is that while he's using a different mashal, the Korbaneta says, because Emor Krovim kol kach kamo melech baduchos. He says that there's a bigger gap between the Avana Tolada. That's basically the only difference in the mashal. He says, Machol shazeh gadol miachol shazeh, and the shagri rosh shall zeh, mashal mishal gragil zeh, and the ein shagri shall zeh gadol mi malchol shall zeh, which is like the structure we said here. And it's a way of that king to go with his shagrir. The other king to go with his own shagrir, maybe the king to go with another king, just but not with the other a king with the other person's shagrir, even though the other king's shagrir is bigger than his own shagrir. Okay, so Rav Chinah said v'shamach Rav Ada v'Rav Achva, it says that Melech v'Rav Chela, so it's a king and his chief of military or something. Rav is Rav Chela. The Arkavta, that's another smaller king, Veresh Galuta, and another, as we said, administrative type of position. So it's the same mashal, same message, same point, but the semantics of this mashal are the same, really, in terms of, a king goes to his own shagrir or his own governor, or in this situation, a melech goes with his own Rav Chele, and not. In other words, one and three, two and four combined, one and two can combine, but two and three wouldn't combine, or one and four wouldn't combine. So an av with another toldah wouldn't combine. The difference here, it seems to be the melech and the rav chele, sorry, the melech and the arkavta, the gap between the two avot are bigger. That's the only difference. Okay, fine. So Amr Rav Elazar b'Reb Yossi, k'mei Reb Yossi, manita amra she'ein zu lemala mizu. So the way we had explained lemala mizu, ein lemala mizu, was if it's Zulamalamizul, that it's all in a sort of linear relationship, we said that that means they're all combined with one another. But we said in the end that's Ein Zulamalamizul, that it's not that way for all the mashals we've been discussing. They can't all combine with another, only an Av with its own Toladah and an Av with another Av. So he says, Im Haseet, because it says, Im Haseet Shekaha Minakaha Shelatahor. So I'm pointing to the chart, if the Seet, that the kehamina kaha, so the less bright white, when I say kaha, I said brighter, but I meant it's more like a dull color in the past. That if it's the duller white, so below the shade of its own shade, which is okay, is tahor. So if you look in the chart, now this sounds confusing, you've got this se'et. Kehamimena is the krom beitza, and kehamimena, more kehamimena, that is considered tahor. Yesh la mara sheni, so shelah tahor. Yesh la marasheni, it has a marasheni. Marasheni means, there you go, you've got krom beitza, you've got a toladah, it sounds like. Baheret shekaha minakah shelatameh. The baheret, where kaha minakah is tameh, so kaha meha is the kasida hechal, and kaha mena is krom beitza, that we know is one of the tameh colors. Lo kol shekhen shem marasheni, kavachomer, it has its own marasheni. Okay, meaning its own toladah. Now, the understanding here is we've said keha mina keha. I think the simple understanding of the Korbaneta is as follows. Keha is really one step down, but it's not. If you have a look at Se'et, we're building the Kal V'Chomer at, keha mina tameh and keha mina keha tahor, you've skipped to that mashal, the Kisida Heicha. Keha meaning is tameh, so straight down Kruma Beitza. But that also only makes sense the way we this is very similar to sort of the deal we made at the end of last year, because that might make sense if you say their own the Baheret is one min, Se'et is another min, and Keha is its own Toladah. I don't care how many steps down you're going, its own Kamimena what is one step. Okay? And that seems to be what it's saying, that it's talking about, if you like, that they're not, and it's an Inyan of Tziruf. That's what it's trying to teach us. However, Amarle, again, I'm explaining that's a Korban Eda, this piece is other than Mepharshim saying differently. Amarle Chami Ma Mar Sheni Yeshla Shlishi Lo. It says, look at the Lashon. So read the Korban Eda, it says, Rav Yossi, ain't me kan shum raya. That's not a raya. Ma Lashon Hu Omer, what's it Mar? It says, Yeshla Mar Sheni. It has a Mar Sheni. It has a second, if you like, thing. V'lo Kama Shlishi. It doesn't say a third going down. All it says, now this is my own addition here, all it says is, in the Lashon of the Gemara is the keha mina keha shela. It doesn't say shlishi, it says keha mina keha. The fact that it says sheni doesn't necessarily mean a rung. It must be teaching us a call. The shema mina delo kai atzdarfut. It's not talking about combination klal shu shlishi la'av. Ela hachi kamar umase etakal yesh la marasheniya, meaning it has a tolada. Baheret lo kol shen kavu chomer baheret has a tolada. In other words, you've misunderstood this whole Braita, what it was doing. The Braita wasn't talking about combinations. The Braita was teaching us the concept of an Ava Tolada. I mean, we know that Seth has a Tola, which is Krum Beitza, which is this one. It has its own Tolada, and below it is going to be Tahor. Kal v'chomer Baheret, that below the Kesira Hechel is Tameh. Kal v'chomer should have its own Tolada. In other words, Baheret is much more chamor, let's call it much a brighter white. So if Seth has a tolada, kal v'chomer, if your Baheret has a tolada. And that's, in other words, that whole Braita is just teaching us the concept of a tolada. But not talking with Tziruf, so you can't bring a proof from that Braita. The Gemara now, forget the little kolshek, it says the kolshek in itself, Korban Eda takes out. So it's shlishi lo. That's why I stopped the passage there. So umat chamit meima. Now, the way Korban explains this is this, don't now bring a kasha. That why would I think Se'et obviously has a tolada and I had to learn Baheret? Says Baheret shekha min akasha la tamer lo. Se'et mina shel Se'et kekrum beitza. So I'm reading the Korban Eda explains this. He says v'lo tikshima pshita lei latana de Se'et yesh la sheni or Baheret mesafkele. Don't stop bringing kasha. Why would I think it's more obvious to Se'et has a tolada and Baheret doesn't? Umashni she'et zu Se'et v'ktiv v'sapachat. Shema mida tolada shi mina v'zuhi k'krom beitza. So the way he's explaining is here, if you have a look in the Torah, it says dam ki ye'bo'or b'saro Se'et or sapachat. And it says or Baheret. So because the Torah says Se'et or sapachat is like from the like even Monday here, nispach is like an appendix or an extra thing. So we know it seems to be more mefurish in the Torah that Se'et has a tolada, but not Baheret. So therefore, that's why you had to do a kal v'chomer. So that's why the Braita learned. I know for sure Se'et has a tolada. How do we know that? How do we know Baheret has a tolada? And it does this kal v'chomer. There seems to be a more brighter white. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, now at this point on, it's trying to show the drashas of how you know the different toladot. Se'et, or that's Se'et, that's a one tolada, that's a Tzemer Lavan. Baheret in the Pasuk is also Baheret, so this is because they are showing the Pesukim Dam Kiyeh Bo'or Besor Se'et or Sapachot or Baheret. Now it says, Sapachot is Sheni LeBaheret. Sapachot is teaching us actually differently here, is that a Baheret has a tolada, that's Kesira Heichal, this is a different writer now. Umare Amok, that's the next pasuk. So look at the Psukim, it says, Damki bor basar sal chal baheret. Vaya bor basar neged tzarat vo vala kohen ola chalem min banav ha-kohanim. So he's got one of these signs, he goes to the, like, indications, he goes to the kohen. Vara gana nega bor basar ova sa'ar benega hafach ala v'umare ha-nega amok me'or. Amok me'or is it's deeper. So depth, we'll explain what that means in a moment. But he says, oh, that teaches you that shein l'se'et, that we've got also the concept of tolada. So the term sapachat and amok me'or, it teaches us that both of these, Sa'et and Baheret, both have these toladot. That's how you can get to these four different colors of white. Now, do I understand why, what is it? How do you know that the Sa'et actually is a, what's the lashon of Sa'et that it says, that's mugbat kamare atzel gavoa min mare chama. That is raised. As in that the cell, the shadows are is higher than a chama. than, say, bright areas. I think it's a bit like, I think the way to explain this is a bit like if you look at a sheet of paper and you've got text and white, the text looks raised over the white, the darker color. I think that's what it means by raised in that situation. Okay. Amok. What does it mean that it's deeper? Amok mimarechama shi'amuka. That it is deeper than the light color is deeper than that of the cell of the shadow. Okay? In other words, that's why are we saying se'et if it's when it might be the avod? We're saying it's actually a darker color. So let me just go back on the Korban 8. It says, Kamera tzel gavo mimarachama, kach se'et. That's how I know that se'et is shvela, is a light, is a lower shade, a less bright shade than a baheret. Shokomer la'avan, a brighter color, biyoter amok, amuka, mimareh she'enu levana kokach. Is he saying amuka is actually brighter? Now, so it says, v'hachi pirusha, tzrich she'hanega levan kokach, she'hanega amok me'aor. The nega, the light looks deeper than the or, mi'basar, kamareh hamashi amuka minat. It is deeper than its shadow. A bit like I said, the text looks raised on the white. Aval im enu levan kokach, if it's not that white, then it's tahor, meaning amukam naor, it has to be looked like that it's deeper, sorry, it's deeper than the skin. However, it's not as bright, then it would be below these four colors of Krom Beitzer. Okay, I hope that was clear, sorry. Now, the Gemara says, Umalashon sapachat. How do I know that the lash, what's this lon of sapachat? How do I know that implies a tolada? It says it means that it's the lashon sapachat is tfeila. Shinemar. So it means like attach me to it. It's like an addendum. That's more or less like mispach. It's like an addendum. So that's how you know that the term the sapachat implies a tolada. So Amar Avalaza, zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Aval divrei chachamim se'et u'baheret achat sapachat shnia lezeh. So what this means is till now we've been explaining that I need two different words to teach us a tolada se'et u'baheret. However, according to Chachamim, no, we don't learn anything from Amok Me'or. Amok Me'or, sorry. Se'et, which is in between, sorry, Sapachat, which is between Se'et and Baheret. Sapachat is a Toladah that teaches that both of them on either side has a Toladah. Now, what halachic difference does it make? And it's huge according to the Korban Eidah. He says, Sapachat Shnei in other Mina sapacha mem tfeila l'shneichem. Umina shishnei toladot mitzavim ze im ze. From here, you can see that the toladot, therefore, since I've got the same term for this toladot, they combine with one another, the imavot, and also with the avot. Da shneim sapacha la'avot shneim. They're both referred to as sapacha to these avot, both these derivatives. So therefore, we're kind of mixing them all together there. So the Gemara then continues, Madina Amraken, the Mishnah Brayta will explain how this works in a minute, says the following. So Nasik Mispachat Se'et, or Ein is the Girsim Tamha, but some change to O Mispachat Azah. So explain to the Koran, the Korban Eida. He says his Brayta, mighty, he says it's referring to Brayta. Muchachachin, the Rabbanan Palik, the Rabbanan Acholik, the Sabri, the Mitzrahim, Kulan, Chadad, can all combine together. Why the Tami? Im Mikzat HaNega Kebeheret, Umiktsat kaset, you've got one nega, one mark, that a bit of it's like a beheret, and a bit of it's like a se'et. Nasit se'et, the se'et is like a mispacha, like the mispacha of the beheret. Umitztarfim, meaning despite the fact it's a different, if you like, av, it becomes like the tolada of the beheret, and it can mitztarf. Da'ein mispacha da'azah kaset, because the mispacha isn't as bright as the se'et, because that's position three, as we've been explaining. And nonetheless, it can join, it combine together. So kavachomer, the se'et, which is more bright white than the mispachat of the baheret, which can combine, kavachomer should combine. The sover quite clearly the tana de brayta kulam mitzdarfin kerabanan, presumably based on these kavachomers, they can therefore all combine together. However, as I already alluded to, there are some mafarshim that may explain that it changes to mispachat se'et or mispachat azah. And that they understand that refers to the Mishnah in Negayim. So that Mishnah there in Negayim, in the second paragraph, discusses a ger that converts. Well, ger is a convert, but a goy that converts. Now, when he was a goy, he already had this mark of white on his skin. And then, so which would normally be a negetzarat siman, but because Negayim doesn't apply to a non-Jew, therefore it's nothing. However, when it converts, then it changes color, meaning it changes within our shades and within our spectrum of the four whites that make someone I would say a Metzora. What's interesting there is that there's a machloket actually whether he is considered now, if it changes color, whether it's considered like a new nega, Rabbi Kibbutz, Rabbi Tchila. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah there says he's metaher. He's metaher, meaning it's not considered a new nega, which must mean, therefore, that all these four shades are considered, if you like, one min. And if they're one min, then obviously they can all combine together. That's how some of the other people explain how this dialogue we're doing, not from the Ebraita, but from the Mishnah in Negai. Okay, let's now move to the next sugya. This is the next halacha. This is halacha bet. I can get rid of the sheet. Now, kol sheyesh ba yediyah basof. Now, we're back to the, if you like, the subject of this perek and the next one, I think, if I'm not mistaken, of yediyat tumah. So, kol sheyesh yediyah, in other words, someone who entered the base of Mikdash or ate from a korban instead of tumah and he had helem at the beginning. Sorry, he knew in the beginning, he had helem, he forgot, and then realized at the end, he brings his korban olev yored. Korban olev yored means it's a korban that changes with the financial standing of the person, whether it's animal, birds, or even meal offering. So it says, if he had yediyah b'tchila b'yedei, then he brings his korban olev yored. Yesh b'yediyah b'tchila, if he knew in the beginning, but he hadn't yet known, ve'en b'yediyah b'sof, he hadn't yet known that he entered the base of Mitzvah instead of Tumah. They can't do anything, he doesn't know anything. So what helps him? Seir anasa bifnim, the seir, the goat that's, okay, there were two seirim, one was sent Lazazel, the Midbara, and the other one was the blood is offered in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So the blood from that seir, the one that was referred to as seir Lashem, that's, and also Yom Kippur is Toleh, suspends any punishment to this individual for going to the base of Mikdash instead of Tumah, actually, until he works it out, he discovers the mistake, and then he can bring the Korban El Yovered. So in other words, those Korbanot protect him until the realization comes about. Okay. Now, kol sheyesh ba yediyah b'tchila, uminay l'yediyah b'tchila b'sof. How do we know this concept of helem time? How do we know that those are the qualifications of this korban olei avered? You have to have yediyah in the beginning. You have to know his tameh first. Then forget. Then enter the base of Mikdash. Well, the Gemara says, tamalo v'ne'lam shnei pamim. Now, it's important to understand how this the drush of ne'lam shnei pamim is. There's two different psukim, one after the other. Or nefesh shetiga b'chol devar tameh, or nevela, or chaya tameh, or nevelat behemat tameh. That's becoming tameh. Or benevelat sheretz tameh. Ve'ne'lam mimenu, and he forgets of who tameh, the Asher. Okay? Well, ne'lam is, he didn't know about it, and it becomes tameh. And this, or ki yegao, or yegao, but tumat adam, or he touches tumat adam, l'chol tumato asher yitma ba. Ve'ne'lam also becomes tameh in some sort of way. Ve'ne'lam mimenu, but who yada, and he knows in the Asher. Now you've got two ne'lams going on in this, two from psukim, one after the other. Korban says, "Trei ne'elam k'tiva gabei tumat korban olav yored." V'lam emenu v'otameh v'lam emenu v'yada. Kama, the person dafka lemigmar mina is to teach you alelem tumah hu chayav v'inu chayim al helem mikdash. The first pasuk is to teach you the only chayav this korban v'helem tumah. I mean, I forgot I was tameh, and not that I didn't know this is an error in the base of Mikdash, I'm not allowed to enter. That must be, importantly, I'm putting brackets here, that must be shit Rabbi Akiva. Because if you remember last year we learned, according to Rabbi Ishmael, you'd also be chayv for helem mikdash as well, okay? But this is Rabbi Akiva that it says you only learn that one ne'elam is to teach you that specific point, that it's only helem tumah not helem mikdash. Ve'idachra, the other one is the tera ledrash as well, that which is hatel v'hu yada, the knowledge being trei ne'elam. With the rosh, and you can learn the achar shaitza yediyah after you know he had the yediyah, then ne'elam. Shma mina, you can learn from here. You need the yediyah betchila. That you need this knowledge in the beginning. Because you don't need v'hu yada v'ashem, because the yediyah b'sof lo tzricha kra. We don't have pasuk to teach you that you know at the end, that's why you bring a korban, because how would you bring a korban if you didn't know at the end? Okay? Di lo yada shechata mighty korban. So again, importantly here, the double lash on the two v'ne'lam v'ne'lam. One is, this is Rabbi Kiva, is teaching you the only tumat, helem tumah. And the other one, if you like, is for this drasha to teach you that the yediyah goes between the two ne'lams to say there was a knowledge in the beginning. Okay, now it says Miklal says Shabbat lo yadiya betchila basof elementaim. Fine. The Gemara says I could do Rabbi Akiva. That only makes sense according to Rabbi Akiva. I've just said it only makes sense to Rabbi Akiva, but for a different reason the Korban Eder says because Rabbi Akiva is Doresh Lashonot Kfulot. Again, this is a machlok we see Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel quite a bit. However, Ishmael that is not impressed, if you like, by Lashonot Kfulot. Dibra Torah Lashon Kene Adam. However, how does he learn it? He learns like Rebbe. How like Rebbe? The Rebbe amar v'ne'elam mimenu. If it's ne'elam mimenu, Ne'elam means it's disappeared from him. Miklal, that he already knew. Shuyada. And then it says, Vuyada, and then he knows, therefore got yeshtey. So therefore he knew in the beginning and then he knew at the end. Yafeh, that's a drash. Different type of drash, not from the Yotur. The Gemara says, Ha Rebbe Shmuel Karebi. This is like a gufa. Let's go back to the point, Korbanet says. You said Rebbe Shmuel is like Rebbe, who understands Vuyada to teaching Yedir, beginning, Yedir, and end, and Helen Bentai. Okay. And would you then say that if Rebbe learns Vuyada, does that mean he holds like Rebbe Ishmael? Because if he didn't hold like Rebbe Ishmael, then why do I have this double Ne'elam at the like that Rebbe Akiva was using? Okay? So he says, no, Afilu Rebbe Akiva, he might hold like Rebbe Akiva as well, that Ne'elam, yes, we've got something to deal with, but not learn like Rebbe Akiva and learn specifically from the Ne'elam Mimenu V'Huyada, that Mine'o Bei, that you can learn that. From that actual wording itself, that there was Yedi in the beginning. What's the second Ne'elam for? If he's holding like Rabbi Akiva, that you can Dorish from the double Lashon. It says, because Afilu Rabbi Yate, he Yedi V'Helem B'Tumah Mikdash, and Yedi V'Helem B'Tumat Kodesh. That's to teach you the two types of Ne'elam. The Elam Mikdash, which is Helam B'Tumat Mikdash. So Yediyah Behelem, meaning that about Tumat Mikdash, and the other Behelem Tumat Kodesh, meaning with respect to entering the base of Mikdash, and also with respect to eating a korban, because for both those violations one be chayav a korban. So that's why you need the double. Okay, the Gemara says Mishmina. Some try to learn this concept Yediyah in the beginning and the end be chayav this korban from the following. Hu yadav Hashem halok far ne'amar v'hu tameh. What's Hu Yadav Hashem? We already said in the previous pasuk. We said Vuhu Tameh Hashem. Again, pasuk bet was Vuhu ends Vuhu Tameh Hashem, and the same way Hu Yadav Hashem. Ela im eino inyan leyadia b'tchila, tieno leyadia b'sof. So it must be referring to, if you like, if it's not yadia in the beginning, well, maybe it's the knowledge at the end. Harabun ba yeim lo noda lo b'sof heyachivi korban. You can't say you need to know that it's for knowledge at the end, because if you didn't know at the end, how can you mechayim of a korban? He can only bring a carbon if he knows of the mistake. So if ela im einu nedia can't be liba soft, then it must be a dia latchila. Vuyada, therefore, just from the uyada alone is enough to teach that you have to have this knowledge of that he was tamer in the beginning and it was forgotten from him. Okay, that's when you have this special carbon. So Gemara says, hey tibu or if you want to say ohoda, there's a necessity to have some knowledge in the beginning. Again, this is really important for this carbon oliva red. It's not like I just made a mistake in the midst of mikdash. He has to already know that he was Tamar in the beginning and then it was forgotten from him. And he forgot about it. Because if he just like entered the base of Mikdash and said, oh, by the way, you became Tamar, and had no clue in the beginning he was ever Tamar, that's a different story altogether. That's what we're discussing. So we're trying to say that Hu Yada means, the Hu Yada must mean that he ended up, he knew from the beginning. So Gemara says, what about this? That makes sense. What about a regular Korban Chatat? It says, Oh, Hoda Alav Chatato. There it says, and he knew of his sin, and then brings you trying to say also that we're dealing with an individual that had Yedi in the beginning and Ne'elam and then did Avera. No, that's true. We know Korban Chatah. All you need it has to all has to be is Bishkaga, whether or not there was a knowledge of the Isur, if you like, before or after. You don't have that requirement of Ne'elam by other Korban Chatah. It's only in the special din of Tumah Mikdash v'Kadoshah. Says Ma'atza im einu inyeledia besof, you know, be inyeledia letchila. How can it be? So pata alav no b'mechuyev chato v'ashamot v'adaim she'avar lem yom kippurim she'mevi machar yom kippurim v'chay v'ashamot turim p'turim tamud lo ma'ohoda alav chato v'vi af lachar yom kippurim. That's, in other words, that hoda is to teach a different by chatat is teaching something different altogether, because if like someone did an aveira before Yom Kippur, and if it was a situation of like an asham talui, that is where someone is not sure whether they violated a punishment that's called b'shogeg, something, a violation of punishment with karet. For example, there was chalev, and the classic case is chalev and shuman on the table. He ate one of them, and he doesn't know which were the two. He has to bring what's called an asham talui. Like in this specific case of a safek, more restricted scope than you imagine. He'll bring this asham talui, and that's to, if again, protect him, if you like, until he works out what if he really chayv, and then bring a korban chatat at the end if it's true. If Yom Kippur passes before he brings this asham talui, he doesn't have to bring it. Now you might think maybe that's also the din, but also by a regular korban chatat. You know, we brought the siramish to left, mechaper kol avanot. Let's say someone knew for sure b'shogeg before Yom Kippur, he ate chelav by mistake, and he has to bring korban chatat. Would he, after Yom Kippur, would he have to bring a korban? The answer is ohodah. Yes, even if he learns about this ohodah alive, and he learns about the fact that it is aveira after Yom Kippur, he learns about the mistake, despite the fact Yom Kippur has passed, he's still chayev. So by korban chatat, you have a special that hodah. Is to teach you that special din that Yom Kippur would alleviate that obligation of bringing a korban chatat. Okay, so, that's a shame.
Thank you.